Chapter 10. The End of the Trial.
"Here I am,"
cried Alice. She stood up in such a hurry that she knocked over the jury box.
"I'm very sorry,"
said Alice, picking up the jury animals as quickly as she could.
"What can you tell us about this?"
asked the king.
"Nothing,"
answered Alice.
"That's very important,"
said the king.
"You mean unimportant, Your Majesty,"
said the White Rabbit.
"Of course, that's what I meant. Unimportant,"
replied the king. The jury was very busy writing down what the witness said. Some of them wrote unimportant, others wrote important. The king was writing in his book too. After a while he shouted,
"Silence! I have an important rule for you. Listen."
Everybody was silent.
"Rule 42. All people more than a mile tall must leave the courtroom,"
declared the king. Everybody looked at Alice.
"I'm not that tall,"
said Alice.
"Of course you are,"
said the king.
"You're more than 2 miles tall,"
added the queen.
"I won't leave. It's not a real rule. You've just invented it,"
protested Alice.
"It's the oldest rule in the book,"
said the king.
"Then it should be number 1 and not number 42,
replied Alice. The king didn't know what to say. He looked at the jury and asked,
"What do you think?"
"Cut off his head,"
said the queen, pointing at the Knave of Hearts.
"Sentence first, and then verdict,"
protested the White Rabbit.
"You should ask him if he's guilty first,"
suggested Alice.
"Keep quiet,"
said the Queen.
"I won't. You're just a pack of cards,"
replied Alice. When Alice said this, the cards flew up into the air and then down upon her.
"Wake up, Alice."
Alice opened her eyes and saw her sister's face, the river, and the green fields.
"I had a strange dream,"
said Alice. She told her sister about the White Rabbit, the Cheshire Cat, and the cruel queen. Alice's sister kissed her and said,
"Let's go home, dear. We'll have some tea."
Alice got up and walked home, thinking of those strange creatures in that land of wonders on a beautiful, sunny afternoon.